The 26th day of the blessed month of Hathor. The martyrdom of Saint Valerian and his brother, Saint Tiburtius. On this day, Saint Valerian and Tiburtius, his brother, were martyred during the reign of Emperor Diocletian. They were natives of Rome, sons of pagan parents. Valerian was betrothed to the daughter of one of the nobles of Rome. Her name was Cecilia, and she was exceptionally beautiful and a Christian who worshipped Christ in secret. She explained to her fiancé her wish to be a bride for Christ and to keep her virginity. She talked to him about the faith of the Lord Christ, eternal life, and the life of holiness and purity. His heart was moved and believed on her hands in the Lord Christ and was baptized. When Saint Valerian was enlightened with grace, he explained to his brother Tiburtius the facts of the Christian faith. And Tiburtius also believed in the Lord Christ and was baptized. When Diocletian incited the persecution against the Christians, these two saints went around the city, carrying the bodies of the martyrs to shroud them and bury them. Certain wicked men betrayed them to Tertius, the prefect, who summoned them and asked them about their belief. They confessed that they were Christians. The prefect tried to persuade them to forsake their Christian faith with many promises and then with threats. When the two did not heed to the prefect's word, the prefect ordered them beheaded. And he personally saw angels carrying the souls of the saintly brothers to heaven. And immediately, he too believed in Lord Christ. He was imprisoned for 3 days, and on the fourth day, he was beheaded along with Cecilia, Valerian's wife, and they all received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 396 AD, the church commemorates the departure of Saint Gregory, Bishop of Nyssa. This saint was born in Cappadocia in the year 330 AD. He was from a blessed family. His sister was Saint Macrina the Younger, and his brothers were Saint Basil the Great, Archbishop of Caesarea in Cappadocia, and Saint Peter, Bishop of Sebaste. After the death of his father, his sister Macrina and his brother Basil became in charge of his early education. He married a righteous woman and lived a celibate life together, according to the biblical teachings. He was ordained a reader and then was promoted to the priesthood. After the death of his wife, he dedicated his life to serve the church. After the consecration of Saint Basil as an Archbishop of Caesarea, Cappadocia, in the year 370 AD, God chose Saint Gregory to be the bishop for the city of Nyssa and was consecrated by his brother, Saint Basil, in the same year. And he enriched the church with his knowledge, writings, sermons, and his exemplary life. This saint faced many hardships because of the Arians, and so he was exiled during the reign of the Arian Emperor Valens, and then returned in the year 378 AD by the order of Emperor Theodosius the Great. In the year 381, he attended the Ecumenical Council of Constantinople. When Gregory finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace in the year 396 AD, and he left behind many valuable works for the church. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.